Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy, 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 happy Friday. Oh, it's a great day. Man, I sat down today and recorded 7 Daily Boost podcasts in a row. I did them all in a row. Not one mistake. Took me, what, just over an hour to do it? Man, do what you love to do and life is fun. And you get back to the other stuff. All right, today, a formula for taking action. It's one I follow. It's got 4 simple little steps to it. You need to do it. I call it the calls to action. Another acronym. I'm heavy on acronyms this week. Something I made up to stick in your brain even better. But you'll know how to take real cool action that's going to be simplified by the end of this show. That's a promise. It is a Daily Boost from motivationandmove.com. I'm happy to have you here today. Oh, do you take enough action? Do you get stuff done? Do you take the right kind of action? That's a whole different thing. We'll talk about that here in a bit. But sometimes people take the wrong kind of action. And I know it because I get on coaching calls and I say, what'd you do that for? Oh, I thought it was going to work. Okay, now you know. Sometimes they say, well, oh, that's all they say. We'll talk about that. Did I introduce myself? I don't think I did. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Some inside baseball. And this is for those of you who would like it before we ask the big question for the day. People say to me, Scott, that maybe they want to do a podcast. They want to get their publishing platform because if you want to do anything online, in fact, I think really any business, any life is lived online today. So that's how it is. But you have to have a publishing platform, podcasting, my choice of a publishing platform. People say, how do you do it? How have you produced now? We are at 4,500 episodes today. How do you get that far down the road? How do you make it happen aside from showing up one day at a time? Well, firstly, what I do is I prefer to record weekly. I prefer to do it in real time with no editing. The music that you hear, I hear in my headset at the same time. I hit record, I play, and I'm done. I save the file. I open up a new file. I hit record, play, I'm done. I do that 5, 6, 7 times in a row. I'm done for the week. In real time, never slowing down, keeping me in the groove. I batch it in. So if you're trying to do stuff like this, if you're trying to do anything, get it batched in. Because every time you start and stop a process, imagine how long it takes to get started, to go through a process, and then get stopped, and then to repeat it. It just takes a lot of time. If you just batch it together, you get to start once and finish once. You move ahead a whole lot faster. And the upside to it is your mindset stays focused for the entire time you're there. You're not distracted by other things. So there you go. Inside baseball for you. All right. Every Friday, we talk about, that's a tip you should use, by the way, regardless of what you're doing. Every Friday, we ask a question. How do I want to feel? It's simple. I'm not going to go deep into it today, but I do want to say this. When this show's done today, you should take a moment. You should sit back in your chair or wherever you are, meditating on your yoga mat. I don't care where it is. Walking down, taking a freedom walk, as they call it, walking around the block, talking to yourself about good things. You should ask yourself, how do I want to feel? And unless you're a real glutton for punishment, it's going to be, I want to feel good. I want to feel happy. I want to feel positive. And let it soak in. Because your subconscious mind is going to say, of course you want to feel good. And it's going to start to find ways for you to do that. Find ways for you to feel successful. Find ways for you to find your way out of whatever issue you're in today. Whatever's bogging you down. You will see the light as long as you ask yourself, how do I want to feel? Because ultimately you want to feel great and you're going to have to take some action to get there. And you'll find that eventually, I promise you. How do you want to feel? That's my Tim Allen impression right there. So if I could give you a formula, I've been big on acronyms and formulas this week. Another one today. Like I said, guys like me do that because it's easy to understand, easy to learn. That's what we do. We package it all up. Formula for taking action. So action is the thing, right? It's the thing. You've heard it before. You've heard it 1,000 times. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to take action. Massive action, as Tony Robbins would say. He's right. Everybody who's ever gotten anything done knows he's right. They know I'm right. You know I'm right. You know that everything you've ever done that has any significance in your life, in fact, anything you've done that has no significance whatsoever and drives you crazy happened because you or somebody took action. That was it. And sometimes, by the way, no action is action. I'm not going to do anything. Just wait and see if it goes away. You just did something. You chose not to take action. So we can take it as far as we want to go. If you want to make more money, if you want to launch a podcast like we talked about a minute ago, if you want to do whatever you want to do, it starts when this podcast is over with you doing something to get closer to it. That is it. And that is where the problem comes in. In fact, all of us that do the kind of work I do, we would not be in business if everybody took action. Well, maybe we would, because when you take action, life gets in the way, so we have to keep you taking action. Okay, we'd still be in business. In fact, when I started this business, I thought my whole job was about getting you to take action. It took me about 10 days to figure out that, nope, it's not about that. I can get anybody inspired. It's about keeping them inspired, keeping them moving. That's why we do this every single day, 4,500 times now. So the formula for taking action is a very simple formula that you can use right now. It's four steps. I call it calls to action. What is the calls to action? Well, you can apply it to anything you're doing. Enjoy the process more. You can ensure it will last a lifetime by doing this. Step number one in the calls to action, which would be the C, clarity. That is one of those things, too, that, you know, if you go back to Stoic time, taking action is what ends up happening, but clarity comes just before that. If you're not taking action, there's a high degree of certainty that you don't know what you want to do. You can't visualize it. You can't see it. You can't get down that road. I know, Scott. I know that already. Help me get clarity. That's hard to do. I'll be honest with you. But it does happen in time. You chip away at it until you get it, until you begin to see the picture. You can take a Western philosophy of try to build your clarity up, or take an Eastern philosophy of look at clarity as a whole and chip away at it until you get what you want. Which one do you want? That's the one I do, by the way. I kind of look at the big thing and say, what do I got to take away to make it look like what I want it to look like? So clarity is where you start. You must clearly define what you want. When you don't know your path, you're just going to drift. There's no path. You ever come to a end of a road someplace, maybe out in the country somewhere, and you're driving down the road, everything's good, and then the road stops and this doesn't go anywhere? It's like, well, what am I going to do? They should put a sign up, say, dead end, but they don't. Get clarity so you know your path. First step. I know, it's easier said than done sometimes. Number two is accurate thinking. The A in the calls, accurate thinking. Now, a lot of times you assume you're getting accurate information, correct information, right? Google has done that. I think most of us know now some of the things you're searching on Google or wherever you happen to search. It's really hard to get accurate information because of all the spammers out there and all the search engine experts out there have figured out how to get your attention. Try to get a locksmith on a cell phone somewhere out in the middle of nowhere that you don't know where you are to come unlock you and get you back in your motorhome. Where did that example come from, Scott? I don't know. Personal. You start Googling locksmiths and you get every search engine optimization place in India directing you to the place they get paid for the referral. You can't call one directly unless you know their number. That's not accurate information. So whatever you want to do, once you're deciding to get clarity, then you want to get the accurate information that's going to come in the door. Some people call it, in the Stoic line, we would say accurate and adequate information. You don't need everything. You need enough of the right information to move forward. Likely, you are pulling in too much. You're Googling too much. You're bookmarking too much. You're saving too much. You're pulling more information than you need today to do the job you want to do. It's stopping you in place. So just pull the stuff that's accurate and adequate to the next step and move on from there. You get there faster. Leverage. It takes up two L's because that's the way we do these things in the calls for action. You may think that you can do all the heavy lifting yourself, and you can do a lot of it. In fact, you should do a lot of it. I do a lot of things in my company. People say you shouldn't be doing it. I say, but that's what I do. I have people all the time say to me, Scott, let me help you produce your podcast. But that's what I do. I can help you write it. No, but that's what I do. I can edit it for you. So I don't edit. Well, what can I help with? I don't know. Maybe something else. How about a website? So you can do a lot of things. You can leverage yourself out. You can do a lot of things yourself. But you get there faster if you find a way to leverage every action for maximum results. So don't go it alone. Now, when I say that, let me just stop and say for a second here that, you know, if you leverage yourself out, and this is from hard-won experience, I'm an automation guy. I tend to buy a computer before I hire a person. I know it makes me bad, bad man. But I just find that the computers keep working and I don't have to do anything with them. They just keep working. So I buy a lot of computers. I'm in the online world, so that's what I do. And then I do hire people because sometimes you just need that touchy-feely person who can think and do things right. I don't outsource a lot, and I don't use virtual assistants. You know why? Because I'm not the best manager in the world. And so I understand I get no leverage from hiring somebody who I have to tell what to do all the time. So if I do outsource, I'm likely going to hire somebody who knows what they're doing and just gets back to me with it done. That's it. That's leverage for me. What's leverage for you? So you get your clarity, you get your accurate and your adequate thinking, and then you decide, how am I going to leverage this? How do I get maximum results with me not having to spend so much time and energy to do it? How do I do that? And that's going to be individualized. A lot of what we do on the coaching calls and the seminars and stuff that I do is working that stuff out. You know as well as I do, we'd like to have the answer today, and sometimes we can get it today, but usually it takes a little bit of time to figure it out. Some of the stuff like this, I will promise you that even people who know what they're doing with it will spend 6, 8, 10 hours trying to figure out the basics of how to leverage things or how to message something, whatever it happens to be. It just takes time to do it, but you got to figure it out. I got off track there a little bit. Sorry about that. Okay, so once we get into this fast action, calls to action kind of thing, we have clarity, we have accurate, adequate thinking, we have leverage, and then we get to my word that I say a lot, and you will hear me say a lot. Systemization. In everything you want to do in life, you want to create ritualized actions that move you closer to what you want. Once there, you can automate those actions. Purpose is to kind of take it off your back. I talk about rituals all the time. We were reading at the beginning of the year because some people recommended. I had not read James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. I could have written the book. Most of what's in that book, I did, but he had better packaging of it. It was kind of cool. I didn't want to spend my life talking about habits. But the truth is, habits become rituals. They have to be easy for you to do them. So I find easy ways to do things, and they put them in ritualistic behavior, and I discipline myself to get it done. So every single morning, floss my teeth every single morning. Decided not to do it on Saturday and Sunday. I changed my ritual. 5 days a week, I floss my teeth. I was not consistent flossing my teeth. And every 6 months, I had to make up excuses to my hygienist. I just put it in place. I ritualized it. I made it a system, so it works. That's how you do all this stuff. So let me run back through it really quickly because I know I've added a lot here in the middle that will get you off track a little bit. But, you know, what else are you doing, right? Scott, I signed up for a 9 or 10 minute podcast. You're pushing 12 minutes now. What are you doing? I'm edumacating you. That's what I'm doing. Calls to action. Get clear in what you want. It is the priority. You can start moving before then. That's cool. But at some point, you got to lock it in, right? You got to know what you're going for. Get accurate and adequate information. Don't get everything. You don't need it all. Get what you need to take the next step based on the clarity that you have about where you're going. Leverage it whatever way you see fit, whatever way works best for you, but find a way to get more out of it than you doing yourself. And then systemize it, systemize it, systemize it. So that leverage just becomes automatic. I was talking to somebody the other day about the business I have here. Most of what I have here was put in place 17 years ago. There was an update about 8 years ago to the automation, the computer systems that we have. And honestly, most of it just runs automatically in the background, has gone on forever with very minimal maintenance because we put it in place and systemized it. So you can do the same thing. So I'm not talking from somebody who's making this stuff up, talking from somebody who actually does it. Get what you want. Calls to action, clarity, accurate thinking, leverage, and systemization. You're going to have a great weekend. I know you are. If you have some time, show up on the Facebook page. You may not hear from me this weekend. You may hear from me. Sometimes I'll just go dark on the weekends because I just don't want to work. But you may hear. Who knows? Might be good to wild hair on Sunday morning or something. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook is where you can find me there. Coming back on Monday, no more fear of change. That's impossible, Scott. Change is scary. Maybe this weekend. But not on Monday.